Let's run down the most interesting stories on reskilling, upskilling, and talent transformation for May 2024. This is the Talent Transformation Podcast.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Welcome to the Talent Transformation Podcast, where we talk about the techniques and technology of future-proofing your career and your business through continuous learning, reskilling, upskilling, and more. Let's run down the most interesting stories on reskilling, upskilling, and talent transformation for May 2024. Let's learn.
What?
First up, I found an article on Forbes with a provocative headline. That headline was, Why You Shouldn't Leave Boomers and Gen X Out of Your Upskilling Strategy. Quote, skills are a recognized currency across generations, as evidenced by the plethora of more established employees who are eager learners themselves. When asked if they were interested in developing new skills or pursuing additional education, over half, 58% of boomers, and the majority, 74% of Gen Xers, said that that was a priority for them. Additionally, more than a third of Gen Xers, 43%, and boomers, 32%, are motivated to pursue continuing education through future career opportunities. In other words, Gen Xers and boomers aren't just biding their time until retirement. Well, speaking personally, I certainly hope not. I fit in that category. Now, we need to keep in mind that this is a Forbes Business Council article, and Business Council's members pay to be members. But they base their results on a survey of 2,000 current employees, and the structure of their survey seems sound to me. The point is, this result aligns neatly with one of our core philosophies, that the world is dramatically shifting from assessments of employees based upon formal education, prestige, and employee age, to one of skills. That line they used in the article, that skills are a currency, that just rings true. I'll put a link to the survey in the show notes next to the article link.
Two.
Next up, I found an article from Logistics Insider. They're an India-based trade journal. This article was titled, Hydrogen Fuel and a Case for Workforce Upskilling for Maritime Decarbonization. That's quite a mouthful. But this is not really a story about alternative energy or climate. This is a story about adopting new technology. Changing from diesel fuels to fuel cells means ships and crews and engineers have to learn an entirely new set of skills. Let me quote the article. This shift will require a skilled and knowledgeable workforce capable of operating and maintaining the new technology. The article goes on to say, investing in upskilling the workforce is crucial for the shipping industry to successfully navigate this transition. The industry needs to create comprehensive training programs aligned with standard and best practices and collaborate with maritime training institutions and regulatory bodies to ensure the quality and relevance of the training. In other words, whenever we adopt a new technology or innovation, no matter what it is and no matter what industry vertical, part of that planning of success has to include a talent transformation strategy focused on skills. Quite frankly, we couldn't agree more.
Three.
HR News published an article on, you guessed it, artificial intelligence, AI. But they took a different take this time. Rather than focusing on the potential of AI for workforce displacement and disruption, this article discusses how training and skill development will be important in order to take advantage of the new technology. The article is titled, Digital Skills Training Expert Calls for a Focus on Upskilling to Realize the Potential of AI. I gotta get these guys to write shorter titles. Anyway, David Poole was interviewed for this article, and he's a practice director and a data scientist in AI at QA, a leading digital skills training specialist firm based in the UK. He's quoted as saying, "We have a long-standing skills shortage in the UK, which is only going to get more acute given the unprecedented pace of technological change." He went on to say, "We need a skills revolution. perhaps the biggest transformation in skills seen in years to ensure that the UK workforce is prepared for the AI-driven digitalization of the economy. Well, that's a mouthful, but you know what? It makes sense. Now, that couples really nicely with our next article. And that next article had a title called Your Next Great AI Engineer Already Works For You. That article just dovetails with our previous story, doesn't it? Now, that's a great title. Let me repeat it again. Your Next Great AI Engineer Already Works For You. Now, for me, it's pure clickbait. The article appears in the Spectrum. It's an official publication of the Institute for Electrical and Electronics Engineers, the IEEE. Yeah, it's hard to say. The IEEE, believe it or not, is one of the most respected trade associations in the world. Now, they're relied upon by everything from software makers to computer makers to electricians who are building household wiring to set standards and benchmarks for products, services, and technologies across the tech landscape. Now, in addition to citing some very interesting statistics and delineating a list of core skills required for success in AI and ML careers, they emphasize that there is no capacity nor the time to wait for new students to acquire these skills and enter the workforce. The only way to success is by upskilling and reskilling existing teams now. To quote the article directly, to capitalize on the transformative potential of AI, companies cannot simply hire new AI engineers. There just aren't enough of them yet. To address the global shortage of AI engineering talent, you must upskill and reskill your existing engineers. Quote closed. Now, if you need to transform your organization into an AI and ML-centered operation, I recommend that you read this article. And if you need help getting started, contact me at Stack Factory and we can show you how to automate that kind of training. And those are our four top stories for May 2024. They certainly have my attention. I hope you like them. Links to all the articles mentioned in this episode will be listed in the show notes. The Talent Transformation Podcast is produced, written, and directed by me, Jeff Hardy. The opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are their own. The Talent Transformation Podcast is brought to you by StackFactor.ai. Complete enterprise-class talent transformation at the speed of AI. That's StackFactor.ai. Do you have an interesting article or story related to reskilling, upskilling, or talent transformation that you would like us to mention in this podcast? Do you have somebody who would be a good guest for us to interview on these topics? Send it to us at podcast@stackfactor.ai. I'm your host, Jeff Hardy. See you next time. Cheers.